This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in the wake of Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, the leaders of different political parties will be briefed by the government on the operation. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor and expressed pride at armed forces' action against terrorists. Opposition had earlier extended its support for any action that the government takes in the aftermath of Pahalgam terror attack. Our correspondent has filed this report.
By launching strikes against terror camps in POK and Pakistan, India used its right to respond to attack on its soil. Operation Sindoor has sent a strong message to the world that India will not tolerate any terror attack, and the operation also demonstrated Narendra Modi government's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. The Union Cabinet met yesterday, in which Prime Minister Modi hailed the armed forces for successfully conducting the operation and dismantling terror hideouts. By conducting Operation Sindoor, India lived up to the commitment that those responsible for the Pahalgam attack will be held accountable. The operation lasted 25 minutes and 9 terrorist sites in Pakistan and POK were destroyed in this retaliatory action. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defense sources said the Pakistan Army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri and Akhnoor areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, and the Indian Army responded promptly and proportionately. Talking to Akashvani News, Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra has said that Indian forces have given a befitting reply to Pakistan's sponsored terrorism.
Op Sindoor was launched by the three services, was the first integrated, measured, focused and responsible response against 9 terrorist camps or infrastructure, both in POK and Pakistan. It was a very well conducted operation wherein we were able to destroy the terrorist infrastructure which has been training their recruits, indoctrination, and using them as a launch pad to spread terror in India. The precision strikes which were conducted by the Indian Armed Forces is commendable, praiseworthy. And let me assure you that the Indian Armed Forces are ready at all times, 24/7, 365 days, to give an appropriate and a devastating response in case the Pakistan Army does anything extraordinary in terrorism domain.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the lieutenant governors and chief ministers of border states adjoining Pakistan and Nepal to keep strict vigil on anti-national propaganda by unwanted elements in social and other media platforms. Mr. Shah, while chairing a security review meeting in New Delhi, also directed them to take prompt action in coordination with state governments and central agencies. In a strong gesture of support for India's armed forces, Air India and Air India Express have offered free rescheduling of tickets or full refunds on cancellations for defence personnel who have bookings with the airlines following the Pahalgam terror attack and the subsequent launch of Operation Sindoor. The airline said that defence personnel holding special fares and booking on Air India and Air India Express flights till 31st of this month will be eligible for full refunds in case of cancellations. Additionally, a one-time rescheduling waiver will be available for travel changes made till June 30. In Ladakh, the stranded tourists whose outbound flights have been cancelled due to closure of Leh Airport following Operation Sindoor are being offered free accommodation during their unplanned stay in the region. Tourists who have checked out from the hotels or guest houses and are stranded in Leh can avail this relief gesture from the hospitality industry. Culture Ministry has successfully secured the postponement of the auction of the sacred Piparhava Buddhist relics by Sotheby's Hong Kong, which was scheduled for yesterday. The Piparhava relics were excavated in 1898 by William Claxton Pepe. These comprise bone fragments of the historical Buddha, along with soapstone and crystal caskets, a sandstone coffer, and offerings such as gold ornaments and gemstones. Foreign Affairs Minister of Iran, Dr. Abbas Araghchi, has arrived in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. Sharing a social media post, spokesperson of External Affairs Ministry Randhir Jaiswal welcomed Dr. Araghchi for the India-Iran Joint Commission meeting. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will face Delhi Capitals at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.